It's right on the Market Daily Report on May 28, 2023. Today's highlights. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday evening, Reuters News Service reported President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had reached a tentative deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. The deal was described in terms that indicated it may not be absolute, and without any celebration reflecting the potentially difficult path to get the legislation approved by both houses of Congress. Reuters News quoted McCarthy. "I just got off the phone with the president a bit ago. After he wasted time and refused to negotiate for months, we've come to an agreement in principle that is worthy of the American people. We still have more work to do tonight to finish the writing of it." McCarthy said he expects to finish writing the bill Sunday, then speak to Biden and have a vote on the deal on Wednesday. If the debt ceiling news Monday night is still optimistic that the deal will become law, all markets around the world will be higher, everything else being equal. Tidbits for today. The Baker Hughes reported the U.S. oil and gas rig count was 711, 9 less this past week from the previous week and 16 less than a year ago. Rigs working has declined by 44 in the past month, biggest drop in 3 years. 1 year ago, the U.S. had 16 more rigs drilling. Canada had 82 rigs in operation this past week, 2 more than the previous week, but 16 less than a year ago. Activity in Ukrainian ports has remained slow following the extension of the UN-grain deal. There are 54 vessels awaiting inspection and average daily inspections are down to 3.2, lowest since August. Russia is still demanding access to the port of Pivdeni for ammonia exports and swift access for their agricultural bank. The German Association of Farm Cooperatives estimates German 2023 wheat production is down 0.9% from last year, at 22.3 million metric tons. Couple questions from clients. Russ asked us this. Got about 15K of corn left in bin. Elevator said he would do plus 25 for July. Probably a good time to lock all bases in case they would go off new crop corn like those clowns did for March to July when prices go higher? Still thinking higher on old crop corn or maybe start unloading rest slowly. Our comment follows. Russ, corn basis is firmer at every location in the corn belt we checked or a client reported, except at Canton, Kansas, which went from plus 110 July to plus 100 July. That area has been done planting for the better part of a month and has been getting rain, which may be the main reason their basis was weaker. Many of our clients notified us last week that their basis firmed last week and sometimes, two or even three times, the basis was pushed higher. Another noteworthy indicator is some merchandisers refused to buy corn at a cash price Friday after the CBOT closed. They would only buy on a basis only until Tuesday morning, 12 hours after the futures market opens Monday evening. If you know your cash corn basis is very firm and you are satisfied, take it. Otherwise, we recommend you wait. In a weather market, futures and basis will firm. We expect futures to firm with or without a weather market. For our money, we would not set basis or futures and no cash sales. And another question from Derek. Hey Roger and crew. Just curious as to your tidbit thoughts. Should it, or does it matter to those of us in flyover states if foreign countries do transactions in other currencies? Our comment. Derek, not in the short run, meaning for the next several years. In the long run, as the US dollar becomes less in demand and less respected, all trade negotiations involving US products will be dealing with a less potent set of facts simply because the dollar is less respected. Sunday less than speak greater than. That's it for today. Check the additional info in our mailings. Today, it's the rain days update and weekly basis report. Less than break time equals, ones. Greater than less than emphasis level equals, strong. Greater than see you tomorrow. Less than, emphasis greater than right on the market. Less than break strength equals, x week. Greater than out. Less than, speak greater than.